T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a very wearying one. It's unpleasant to read. Unrewarding.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons on the Score.
There, yeah, got your Orson Welles fix. Didn't think I'd hear that name mentioned today. That's the joy of this job.
We can talk about anything.
You punch in the radio and you hear a name mentioned that you haven't thought about, a ball player, an entertainer in a long, long time, and it just said, yeah, that's why I listen to the Score.
That's right.
I woke up feeling like former Cubs right fielder Jim Hickman for thoughts like that. That name came up yesterday with Hub before... Before Grody and I yielded to Hub and Joe O on our way out the door.
Outstanding. We exchanged the name of Dick Tidrow in group text earlier today.
Good old number 41. That's the old Belmont Avenue zip code, right? That's how you knew that. 606 Dick Tidrow.
There you go. War of the Worlds, by the way, was 1938.
Okay.
The radio anthology series, the Mercury Theater on the Air, is when he did that. And then Citizen Kane, 1941. So how about
you
that?
You were
quite,
right.
Quite the young career for Orson Welles.
Yeah, and then he's selling peas.
Eventually.
Frozen peas, though.
Yeah.
Superior to the canned pea is the frozen pea.
Now, hold on. Slow down. How much time do we have? How much?
And we don't need time because Mac is 100%
correct. 100%
correct. Yeah.
The frozen pea is a superior item to the canned pea, without a doubt.
I tell you, yeah, because when you're making a nice Guinness beef stew in the slow cooker, you just dump that frozen bag of peas in there, and they warm up immediately.
How about in a stir fry? You can add peas late to your stir fry with no problem.
On a sore knee when you're sitting on the couch watching baseball?
Yep.
It's the best $2 you'll ever spend. A bag of frozen peas can serve many purposes.
How about on your private parts after you get a vasectomy? And if you ask me, there's a vast difference between the frozen peas and the canned peas. Thank you! Thank you very much!
Harry Tynowitz is with me today.
That's awesome.
This hour on the Score is brought to you by MegaPros. Repair, remodel, renovate, megapros.com.
Have you done the frozen peas on the nudage yet?
No, for me?
Yeah.
No.
No clippage?
No
okay.
Clippage. I assume...
It ain't any kind of fun.
No, yeah, I would assume so. But and here's the thing. I think that my sperm is so powerful that much like Antonio Cromartie, the Lord would find a way for me to keep procreating, even if I did it. My sperm is just so magical. No, that's my favorite thing about Antonio Cromartie is he had like 7 kids with like 6 different women or
had
something like that.
Had trouble remembering names, right?
Yes,
was in Hard Knocks.
Yes, that was. But then he got a vasectomy and after that immediately got his wife pregnant again. That's how much nature had decided that Antonio Cromartie needed to reproduce.
My nuts got clipped, but the kids kept coming. I got, hey, no, you're an all-star on the brain. Sorry
okay.
about that. I heard it a few times yesterday with the all-star game there.
So it's okay.
Hey, speaking of super sperm.
Yeah?
Where
are we going?
We go down the hallway and around the corner. It's with tremendous joy that we bring in our executive producer who... is going to be, well, I'll let him tell the story. Nick?
Hi, Dan.
Nick?
Hi, Matt.
Radio,
hello, Chef.
Radio son of mine.
How are you guys? What's
we
happening?
We are good. We are very, very good.
Yes.
How are you?
I've never been better, and I can say that with honesty, because in November, I am going to become a father.
Chef, that is the goods. And if anybody ever deserved to dance to Kool & the Gang... And anybody would ever be more fun to watch dance to Kool & the Gang, it'd be you. Tremendous. Congrats, buddy. I am so happy for you and for Ashley.
Thank That's you very wonderful. Much. No, it's something we have wanted for a long time, so very excited for that. Obviously, everyone's already given you the warnings of, well, get sleep while you can, making all those jokes while they can. Get everything done around the house. You're not going to sleep for the next however many months or weeks or whatever the heck it's going to be. But no, very excited. Do not yet know if it's a boy or a girl. Don't really care. If I had to guess, I think it's going to be a girl. But no, it's excited as hell and appreciate a lot of the support that I've gotten since I've told people around here the last few days. And then our families have been awesome since we've told them to.
You've been trying to get this done for some time, and I'm just delighted. Good things come to those who wait, Shep, and I'm thrilled for you, and I will offer none of those warnings of doom. I will just say, as I told you Monday when you shared the news with me, that what's ahead for you is the greatest experience of your life. No thoughts to me when I hear of somebody when they're going to be an expecting father or mother for the first time. Forget the middle of the night stuff. It is going to be the most remarkable experience. There is nothing in your life that ever will come as close to satisfying you if you are of that cut, and I believe you are.
He is, right? And that's the thing. We've known Shep for a long time here, and you are a very passionate, very loving guy. And you are going to be wonderful. You and Ashley will both be wonderful. Thrilled for you. A friend of mine said to me when I was in your shoes, welcome to the fullness of human existence. And that's what I always think about, because all of a sudden you're going to get to relive your life just a little bit, or relive the realization of a million truths one at a time as you watch this little person who you care for kind of learn everything. And it's you're going to have a wonderful time, and I'm sure you're going to be great at it.
Well, I appreciate that very much. No, I'm very excited for all of it. Like, I cannot wait for it to get here. I've already started doing stuff around the house, getting ready to for the baby, painted the baby room. That's crazy to think about and whatnot, and are in the process of selling the couch, what was supposed to be the couch for the office, and get that out of there and everything. And it's like, well, guess that office never got put to use. It's going to be the old nursery instead. So.
Well, consider that one of many steps in the forced reprioritization, right?
Does the Jaws poster stay, though? That's what I'm talking
about. Of course. I mean, it might be put somewhere else. I don't know if the Jaws poster above the baby crib is, I don't know if that's what the baby wants to fall asleep looking at least yet.
Yeah, what was left of Alex Kintner's raft.
Yeah, I think the Jaws poster and Franco Harris with the Immaculate Reception are going to have to move, unfortunately. Uh-huh. But yeah.
I don't know. It depends what kind of kid you want to raise, really.
I mean, if it is a mini-me, let's be honest here.
I'm curious. Why do you think it's a girl? You said if you had to guess, you think it's a girl.
That struck me as funny as well, Mac.
I had the feeling from the second that I found out. And I don't know if it's just because my wife, Ashley, she's the oldest in her family, and she's obviously a girl, and my sister is the oldest in our family, she's a girl. I just thought from the second that I found out that my wife was pregnant, I'm like, it's going to be a girl. I just have a strong feeling. There's nothing else beyond those things that really lead to it. I'm more, okay. It's just a feeling.
Just a gut
There's
feeling.
That old school like way of telling, like they say, let's get Ashley in here and find out. Like they say, if you carry the baby,
If it's laying sideways, it's this. If it's laying straight up, it's this.
If it's higher up, it's a girl. Lower, boy, I think is how it goes.
I think there's a really good way. And I don't know how many people use this these days, Tanny, but when the baby comes out, if it has a penis, it's a boy.
That's usually the way I've looked at it.
Yeah,
you know, modern metrics will tell you that, but I'm kind of old school.
I understand, but just one way of doing it. Shep, I will also say from the Score Sports Radio perspective, I still encounter people that remember the day when I announced that I was going to be a dad, when Mac, you and I were partners. I mean, I saw a guy at I think it was Bernsey's poker tournament last year, the one-step poker tournament, said, man, how old's your kid? I remember when you announced that you were going to have him. And now Ruben is 7.5. And I'm sure there's listeners out there who remember that day of me announcing that. So, Shep, this weird and wonderful bond that we have with the listeners is going to be a part of your experience, too, because there's going to be listeners who they will be pregnant while you guys are pregnant. And you'll have kids at the same time those guys will have kids. And that bond happens.
Yeah, I mean, texters, I'm just looking at the text line already, and it's a lot of that of, oh, I was expecting my first right around this time.
There you go.
And that part of all
my
of it.
My 8-month-old daughter, she was in a body cast.
I wonder if that's what I can
do. May Shep's daughter never be in a body cast.
If I do have a daughter, if it does end up being a daughter, I wonder if I can bring her right over to Hamp, and Hamp can get her to smile for the first time in however many months.
That big old oak tree face.
if you ever need your 8-month-old in a body cast to be blessed, I would recommend finding a Hall of Fame Bears defensive lineman. Yes.
I'm very, very happy for you, Shep, and I believe the company policy is 3 weeks. Take every damn day you're afforded and enjoy it and spend time with your family and spend time with that newborn. It is going to be hopefully a wonderful life-changing experience. I'm 3 for 3 with kids. I'm batting 1,000.
That's awesome.
Every time it's been awesome.
This is a true story, Shep. This is timely. This morning over Reese's Puffs for breakfast, like any good father, I was allowing my child to have that for cereal for breakfast. I told him about the diaper that I changed when he was 2 days old. And is it the meconium, I think it's called? The black tar stuff that comes out on day 2. And it's like all of the amniotic fluid that has been ingested that comes out that way.
What kind of fluid?
Amniotic, right? Is that what it is?
Is it amniotic?
I believe so.
I'm guessing it's not pretty, whatever it is.
No, it's not pretty. It's like it was like the Exxon Valdez disaster, only more birds were killed.
I know the color. I've seen the color.
You remember.
Yes, it's
an
unmistakable hue.
But I was telling Ruben about that this morning, and he was disgusted but also laughing. And I will also share that that day when I was doing that was a day that Alex Smith led the 49ers over the, I believe, over the Packers. Over the Packers in the playoffs?
And Packers or Saints? Didn't he have a huge game against the Saints?
It was the Saints. It was Eli Manning against the Packers, and it was, it was one of those two. Anyway,
it's funny the dumb sports things we remember as fathers, because I remember the day that my wife went into labor, Jose Abreu in his rookie year hit a huge bomb in Oakland, and I remember you saying on the air, Tanny should totally make a mashup of the sound that it made off his bat, and I'm listening, I'm like, my wife's in labor, I can't get to an edit studio.
That's all Tanny's thinking about. Yeah, wife's giving birth, Tanny's becoming a father, and he's just got Jose Abreu's bat crack in his head.
There you go. Yeah, no, it was Sunday, January 15th. Ruben's meconium diaper was when Eli Manning beat the Packers 37-20. So you never know. You're going to have some bizarre sports moment that's going to be linked to the birth of your
child.
Hasn't
beaten him since, probably. Yeah, my first was when Wayne Mesmer was singing the most noted national anthem at Chicago Stadium right after the Gulf War had just broken out. The stadium and the Blackhawks were hosting the 42nd annual NHL All-Star Game. And I was all set to do a big 6-8 show that Saturday night on the old AM loop. But when I came home from the skills competition Friday evening with just mountains of tape from the stars of today and the stars of yesteryear, Jill says, my water broke, time to go to the hospital. And I say, okay. So labor was a good 14, 16 hours. The first one usually is a pretty lengthy one. And as Wayne was singing the anthem, I was getting in my scrubs. It was pretty damn cool.
That's
moment.
Cool.
Pretty cool anthem and a pretty cool moment. So everybody high five our producer. Nick Shepkowski, expecting father, he and his wife Ashley.
All right, way to procreate.
So let's see here.
Way to go. Get it done.
First week in November, then. Is it going to be like a crazy Bears game? Who do they have right after Thanksgiving?
That will be a White Sox World Series you'll be celebrating, my friend.
Is that a bye week, baby?
The bye week, I believe, is week 6.
You're no Peanut Tillman.
That's right. Mike Florio is going to be okay with my wife giving birth during the bye. Can plan ahead for these things, you know.
Oh, goodness. He did do that, didn't he?
Yes, he really did.
He said that.
Yes, he really did.
It used
to be. Thought. Not only did he think it, he spoke it.
Said it out loud.
You know, sometimes we say we haven't really progressed very much. And sometimes you definitely have reasons to feel that way. But in this radio station's lifetime, it was an issue when a member of the Houston Oilers, I believe the last name was Williams, is it David Williams, went to the University of Illinois, decided he was going to miss an NFL game because he'd rather be with his wife as she delivers their first child, and it was a national uproar. And I couldn't believe that we were having the discussion, but there were a higher percentage of people who thought he jaked it and sold out his teammates than people who thought he made the right decision. Terry Bors and I were on an island standing up for the kid.
Good for you guys. Good for you guys. I think we've evolved past that.
Yes, we have.
As a society. I first of all, congrats on making the sex, Shep. I think I speak for a lot of textures.
Sexy
with that.
Time.
Also,
and the first time, too. Remarkable.
Crazy,
one for
man.
One. Nick Shepkowski. Kowalski. But am I the only one who finds this like oddly comforting and interesting? All these different sports memories that are coming in from when our listeners had their children. This is awesome. Freddy Garcia lost a no-hitter in the ninth inning against the Twins on the day my first was born. Oh my
who
God!
Broke
this,
it up.
This would
Jock
be a,
Jones.
This is a book right here.
That
I was
good. Yeah.
I would read this book. Right?
Freddie should not have had that vodka tonic after the eighth inning.
Oh my God! Cam Newton was rolling over South Carolina in the SEC championship game as my wife was recovering from surgery. There you go.
Also, I'm pretty sure the White Sox DFA'd Jeff Kepinger on the day my wife went to labor. The circle of life. Am I right,
Come
guys?
On. I mean, this is a coffee table book. Maybe not a coffee table book. Maybe a bathroom reader.
Certainly something to get you a place to park your truck for free.
My son was born the weekend when Tiger Woods lost to Y.E. Yang at the PGA Championship.
Speaks, your son was at Madison Square Garden to see the Blackhawks break a 9-game losing streak when he was 5 weeks old.
Did he spit in the face of Stan Bowman when he was there, Speaks?
No, that was later on. It was Rick Hahn. But yes, Ruben was there, and the Blackhawks had lost
9 or 10 in a row, yeah.
And they won, and it was hashtag Ruben Slump Buster that night Twitter.
They put Ruben three Grace. On the board in the first period.
Yeah, they
like,
did.
Wow, where'd this come from?
There you go. That's what happens when you bring your kid. Congrats, Shep.
Thank you. Thank you, fellas.
Very happy for you.
Speegs is in for Danny Parkins. I'm Mac. We're going to get back to baseball in a few minutes. The Cubs for the second half. What you got to see. We'll get into that in just a few minutes on your home for Cubs baseball, Sports Radio 670, The Score.
What it do, baby?
Yeah, you already know.
Just joining us, the McNeil and Parkins Show executive producer, Nick Shepkowski, is going to be a dad in November. He and his wife, Ashley, are pregnant, and we could not be happier for him. He's been my guy for 10 years, and very, very happy for them. And what this has spawned is sports associations with the births of children. And some of our listeners have some of the greatest stories. This is funny.
Yeah, man, I thought that Alex Smith beating the New Orleans Saints in the NFC divisional playoff January 14, 2012 was something interesting. That's when my son was born. But no. Jerry in South Bend. The White Sox lost to Curt Schilling at home the day my son was born. As if I didn't already have a reason to dislike him. Schilling, I mean, my son. Thank you, Jerry, for clarifying.
Downstate, my son was born the day Ron Zook and Juice Williams led the Illini to an upset of unbeaten number one Ohio State. I fed him his first bottle while watching that game.
Juice Williams gets a mention. My second child was born when Michigan State beat Gonzaga in three overtimes in the Hawaii tournament. Thank you, sir. The Bears drafted Major Wright shortly after my wife gave birth to our first.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we got a safety. And I'm a dad, too. That's cool.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Ryan Sandberg retired the day we had our first child. Okay.
Kid was born in a corncob dress.
Oh!
Jim in Lockport says this topic is a good idea for your next book of sports lists. Mac.
I don't think there'll be a second one. I've got two other projects that sit in front of it, and I'm going to get them done, yeah.
It's too bad, because I think, as pointed out at the time, Tolstoy also wrote some great lists, great books of lists. This one, the Illini football blew out RG3 and Baylor in the Texas Bowl when my daughter was born.
Saw that.
Yes, it happened. There you go.
You know what else Tolstoy said?
What's that?
This is a nasty thought, but it hung with me that he said it.
Tolstoy said this?
Yes, he said this. Avoid the society of women is an necessary evil in life and should be avoided whenever possible.
Oh, wow. Tolstoy, not a big fan of half of the population.
Right.
That's great.
Right.
How'd that work out for him?
Pretty
well, actually. Yes,
Mac, what was the look like on his face when he said that?
Danny did some digging. When it comes to being a dad for the first time, and I hope you guys like this. It'll bring back some fond memories for me. This song's 30 years old, and it's about a guy who's 30 years old and is becoming a dad for the first time. Jonathan Brandmeier, Johnny B., great Chicago radio personality for a number of years. Also used to have a band, Johnny and the Leisure Suits, and they played to huge crowds in Tinley Park and at Poplar Creek.
26,000 people once went to see a radio guy with his band at Poplar Creek.
Yeah, I was full house at First Midwest Bank Theater. It wasn't that then, but not an empty seat in the house when I saw him play in Tinley years back.
Several good musicians in that band, the Leisure Suits, one of whom was my brother, John Spiegel, was the bass player in the Leisure Suits.
Well, I'll be listening for him slapping.
Let's hear.
Yeah, this is what it's like to be a dad for the first time when you still feel like you belong in the fraternity house. Let's roll Johnny B in the Leisure Suits for Chef. Done. I like to party all night. I like to fool around. I like to call my friends. I like to lock this town. They say a baby brings responsibility. But will I throw up on her? Then don't you throw up on me? How am I gonna be a dad?
Are you gonna?
Everybody says
everybody
my life's so bad. I'm 30 years old and I don't do it out the door. So how am I gonna be a dad? Bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Your Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves open their season on Saturday, October 5th. For group and season tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com. And you're welcome, those of you who remember that song with fondness. That goes back, for me, the summer of 1990, as my wife Jill and I were expecting our first son, Van. So, for Shep and Ashley, that was for you.
Thank you. You're Thank welcome. You, Johnny B.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Lots more texts coming in on this stuff here.
The text line is amazing right now.
Isn't it really? Like,
everybody's your friend today.
I gave my newborn daughter partial credit when the Mark Trestman, Kyle Fuller Bears snared a Week 2 victory versus the Niners on Sunday night. Remember that? That was Kyle Fuller's arrival game. Remember his two interceptions that night? One of which he came off of his man and got in the way and snared that interception. Oh, it was beautiful.
I love when you put your hands into the mechanic.
Yes, because it was perfect. His form was perfect, and he came off of his own man-to-man coverage.
He caught that one.
Texter says, Schwarber hit one in the drink during the 2015 wild card game when my son was born.
I enjoy the 630 texters. Mark Grace got his third DUI the day my son was born. Ted City!
Hopefully not driving your wife to the hospital.
He didn't have three, did he? I know, it's a funny tax.
Macker, at least.
Really?
Yeah, you don't end up in Tent City without three.
My favorite concept in the state of Arizona is Tent City.
Tell people what Tent City is.
Tent need a remote City. Next time we go out
yeah,
to score.
Well, it's gone. They did away with it. They decided it was inhumane. What it was people who get arrested and convicted for alcohol-related offenses.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's other delinquent behavior for which you get arrested and convicted that you go to Tent City, but it was heavy alcohol. It's outdoors in the desert, and you live in tents. It's if you've seen the movie Scarface, it's what Freedom Town looks like in Scarface.
Mm. Rebenga!
Rebenga!
And
Mark Grace stayed there, and they decided it was inhumane because it's hot in Arizona, as you may know, even in the middle of the night. So they quit tenting all of the alcohol offenders.
Oh God! But not before Mark Grace had a chance to spend some time.
That would have been a blast. Can you imagine being in Tent City?
Hey, that's wow. Mark Grace.
I guess it ain't all bad. Look at him.
Anybody have more hits in the 90s than this guy here in Tent City? No? Texture says, my daughter was born November 4th, 2013. Josh McCown took down the Packers on a Monday night.
Yes, he did.
And you named your daughter McGowan.
Was that Shea McClellan Day?
I think
when
it was.
Shea yes, knocked
it was.
Out Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, it was Shea McClellan's Bears highlight.
That was his Bears highlight.
He broke Aaron Rodgers' rib. This texter says, my son was born October 12th.
Collarbone, but close enough. It's the same. Upper body.
Over time, these stories get embellished. Yeah. So he killed Aaron Rodgers.
Rib, yeah, he killed Aaron. My son was born October 12th, 2005, when A.J. Pierzynski struck out and then stole first base. He wears number 12. That was the day I knew the White Sox were going to win the World Series.
Awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Doug Eddings with the strike but not out mechanic behind the dish.
And this from Jay Zawoski. Addie, his daughter, was born hours after Big Buff beat the Sharks in overtime of Game 3.
Oh, ain't that Buff enough, Jay?
In 2010.
Very, very cool.
Tremendous.
Yeah, I remember. And Jay was just so happy for Jay and Hope at the time and Addie. And I know how much it just grinded at him not to be able to go on the road with the Hawks for the Cup Final that year, too. But
yeah,
did the right thing.
I want to give a special shout-out to Addie. Thank you for being born when you were.
Yes,
allowed me to go on that trip and secure my third and fourth flights.
That's right.
Third and fourth career flights.
It was on the. It was on flight number five when we went back the second time when Spieg said to me, you know what's awesome about me?
Yeah, it was great. Word was great.
I love Fox.
Speaking of that flight, who made their debut in Major League Baseball right as we were departing for Philadelphia?
Steven Strasburg.
That's right.
You, me, and Mac watching Steven Strasburg pitch, and we were like, wait a minute, that changeup is 91. What is that? It was insane. And Mac was walking around the airport getting nine kinds of candy.
I was going to say, I remember watching it with you, and Mac was more impressed with the candy bar.
I've never seen a fit person who ate more candy on an airplane than Dan McNeil.
I guess I'm a nervous flyer after all. I don't think I am anymore. Maybe I was 9 years ago. I don't know. But I do eat a lot of candy. I can never decide. So I get 5 brands, and then I can do a mix and match. And by the time I get to my destination, it's all gone.
Seems logical to me. And anybody else who's overweight. This segment was brought to you by Arby's. Try Arby's classic beef and cheddar or classic roast beef sandwich today. 2 for just $6. Wow. Heaven is on earth, and it's at Arby's. Arby's, they have the meats.
The meats. To finish the story, Speak said, you know what's great about me? I get drunk on one drink or something like that. I get a buzz, really.
I start feeling a buzz through one glass of
That's
wine.
That's not where I would have started my list of the things that are great about you, but okay, I'll add that to the list. Write it down.
Yeah.
Write it down.
Yeah, that's began a relationship with alcohol, which continues to this day. The score and Brown
when it began?
Liquor. Yeah, well, no, it didn't really begin there. It's true. But the score and Brown liquor for me. You know how the score got me into Brown liquor, right?
It was the Dublin trip.
Dublin trip, where it was mandated that you drink free Jameson and ginger ale.
Yeah, I was freshly in treatment, so
correct.
I took a pass on the trip, and your buddy Matt Abaticola sat in for me.
Yes, and we had a very good time, except for one terrible moment. So, yes.
One or two?
Two, I guess. But then when we came back later on, a sales guy came to me and said, you know, McNeil had this deal with Doers, and they'd like to continue on with the radio show. Would you be interested in picking up this sponsorship with Doers?
Because Doers isn't making an NA right now.
Yeah. And I said, you know, I don't really know a lot about scotch. And they said, well, actually, they have a scotch sommelier who would like to come to the conference room one afternoon and bring a couple varietals for you. And you could try some scotches and learn about scotches. And they brought the Doers and the Doers 18 and Aberfeldy, which is their single malt. And he taught me all about scotch. And I had some drinks and thus began a delightfully, you know, long life of love affair with brown liquor. So thank you, Dan McNeil, for your sobriety.
The pleasure's all mine, Spiegs. I think the timeline is just a smidge off. I was still drinking when we had that tasting. I mean, like drinking like as a hobby.
Well, no, the Dublin that you weren't at that tasting.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of a different one.
There might have been two
tastings. There must have been two, right?
Because
you've had so much brown liquor since you can't remember all of them.
It's so true. And I remember there was a guy there that the score had invited somebody else who was a client who was like, oh, yeah, I usually get a gallon of this every week, and I just have it next to me. I'm like, oh, good for you. A gallon a week. Oh,
so what is the go-to now?
Oban. Or Oban, I think it's pronounced.
That's a single malt, Highland malt?
That is a Highland single malt. It is sweet, a little peppery. I don't like peat. I don't like smoke. But I like the sweet and the peppery. So I like Macallan. I like Balvenie. But Oban is...
What is Oban going for a fifth?
a fifth or
750 milliliters. Yeah.
79, 99.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I don't get it all the time.
I would guess. I would think not.
Also, Abrilor makes an Abrilor 16 and an Abrilor Abunad, which is our listener Greg Overtone turned me on to the Abrilor Abunad.
Is that really his name or is that his stage name?
That's his rock and roll stage.
Okay. Speaks, what kind of scotch were you drinking the day that Ramblin' Grimace was born?
Oh, it's whatever they were serving, Chef. Whatever they were serving.
Let me make a recommendation for you.
Yes, sir.
For less than $60 a bottle.
Okay.
And I don't know how much you drink of your Oban at home at that price. Probably.
Some.
Yeah. Because that's not something you go to every, nor is this, but the 15-year Glenlivet.
Is delicious.
It's very good, and it's less than $60. It's right around $58, $59 bucks a bottle usually.
I agree, and there's the Glenlivet 15 is a good get right around there. It's true.
You've become everything you used to detest.
Except I don't play golf. I don't play golf that
You've
much.
Given it up?
I just haven't played. I just haven't been out and played in a while. You know? I just don't do it. It involves
is Ruben interested at all in riding along at least and taking some, you know, shorter clubs and taking a whack every now and again?
I've never given him that opportunity. At 7.5 I could give him that opportunity, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure. People do that.
At least have him ride along with you and see if he likes it.
Am I too late to turn him into the next Tiger Woods?
Why would you want to do that?
I really want him to hook up with a Perkins waitress down the road.
Speaks wants his son ultimately to do a prenuptial arrangement where the divorce calls for escalator clauses for length of marriage. That's what Tiger had.
I want him
first.
To eventually lose the rear windshield of his car. To an angry spouse.
Oh, God. We were on the air that morning. That story broke.
Oh, we were. That's right.
The best was a couple days later when, who was it? The ambulance had to show up because it was Ellen's mom or whoever had been taken away in an ambulance.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Mac thought that there was a murder.
It's
going to be the story of the century.
I thought it
we
was
gotta
going
get
to be, yeah. He's right. I thought it was going to be bigger than it actually wound up being.
It was pretty big. And all bets were off as to what it could have become.
Well, and when, right, and I suggested that drugs and alcohol absolutely have to be a part of this. That wasn't off base.
No,
it turned
was not.
Out I was right on.
Right, and then.
If you got it, you can spot it.
And really, to think about what happened in the years after that, with all the injuries, with the pill dependence for Tiger, and the DUI, which was pill-related with him there, you know, in the middle of the street in that black and white footage, and eventually to come back and win a freaking major. Are you kidding me?
I know.
That story is one of the great sports stories of all time because of all the humanity that it involves as well.
It is, and it'll be the second huge story that it'll be a blur when I look back at it because that was the worst week since my dad had his strokes, and I watched it and don't remember much. It was like the 80 Olympic team when it won the gold. It was right around the time mom died, so I remember it, but I don't remember it. That's what Tiger's Masters is. I mean, Parkins asked me a few days later, so they go, oh, yeah, I remember. I think I watched that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys made putts, guys. Mitch Putz, there were shots hit.
Uh-huh.
It's just a blur.
There was sports on a TV somewhere.
Yeah, it was just other stuff was going on. But truly mm-hmm. one of the stories I never thought that any of us would be reporting on again, that he would return to that form.
No way. No way.
Great story.
Unbelievable that it actually happened.
Compelling and rich.
I agree. All of those things.
Baseball, Speaks. I know it's the baseball angel has touched you again this season. You don't need All-Star Week for the baseball angel to sit on your shoulder. It does that 365 days a year, doesn't it?
Tis true. Tis true. And Justin Verlander is the master of another realm in baseball that I had not realized. I want to talk about that with you, but you've been itching to talk about sort of a mission statement for the Cubs' second half. Is that fair?
Yes, let's do that in a few minutes on Sports Radio 670 The Score. McNeil and Spiegel on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. We are on the air until 6 o'clock. Joe Ostrowski is in the building, so I only can assume he will be following our show at 6, Mr. Spiegel.
The bottom of the hour was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Your Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves will open the season on Saturday, October 5th. For group and season tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Our text lines are a combination of scotch recommendations and sports memories of the day people's children were born.
I love All-Star Week. Seeing all those years when I tried to run away from this and go to cottage.
See?
Yeah.
You didn't realize you love stretch. For a man who loves stretching the legs.
No, it really is.
Yeah, my
well, and I bad news it. On that front for me was looking during the break. Due date falls right on the day the Bears play the Eagles in Week 9.
Oh boy,
Bears Eagles.
This texture says my daughter was born 2 days before the Bears were in the Super Bowl against the Colts. Now she always has to compete with Super Bowl weekend on her birthday. Sorry, honey.
She has to compete
Look,
with it.
I got you a cake, but I'm going to just share it with everybody else here at the park.
It's in the shape of a football.
My daughter was born the day Dick Hauser died. I framed the newspaper. I have to answer a lot of questions.
Dick Hauser, the manager of the Royals,
And the Yankees as well.
Several clubs he managed. For, yeah. Former player, too, I think.
Sir, why do you have a clipping of the day Dick Hauser died on your wall? And this texture says, Kosuke Fukudome and Tyler Colvin both homered the day my son was born.
Tyler Colvin. There's another name I didn't expect to hear today. I'm glad we're doing this.
Shard of bat in his chest, right? Remember it wedged into his chest?
Yes.
He was impaled on a chunk of bat as he ran down the third base line.
A shard.
Yes. Shard.
Shard.
To be clear.
Right. Don't go Eddie Olczyk on us.
High heavy one.
Yeah. So, the Cubs go back to work tomorrow, Spiegs. I'm sorry, Friday. They start the second half on Friday.
Yeah.
And, you know, they haven't been scoring runs in clutch situations, in high-leverage situations, as we say, in 2019. And some of the guys you count on to do that have not been very successful the last 6 weeks. They have had offensive power outages again this year, which is what plagued them and cost them from getting anywhere last year and having to play that 163rd game. So I'm just thinking aloud here. Do you, if this continues just for even a little bit into the weekend, are you ready to start thinking a little bit more about small ball instead of launch angle? Just throwing it out there. Just something for conversation. Do you start to think more about being a team that just has to simplify and play it more like October and move runners and do things that you'd rather not do, but you feel like you may not have a choice here?
They've done it the past couple of wins, right? The last win there in Pittsburgh and the first win on Saturday, well, the first game on Saturday at Guaranteed Rate. They did a nice job of scoring some runs without the benefit of a ton of home runs. It is a selfless act to hit well to the opposite field sometimes. It is a selfless act to hit smartly in situations as opposed to occasionally swinging for the fences. It's also incredibly difficult to do, and it's hard to tell sometimes when they're trying and just bad at it.
It is, right.
Right? Versus when they're not even trying. I think that they will. I think that they will improve in this regard. In terms of hitting in those situations. I got to say, though, that on Hit and Run on Sunday morning, you know, I talk to Chris Kamke every week. We do a little bit called Cam Connections, and he comes on, gives his favorite stat nuggets of the week for the Cubs and the White Sox, and he always takes his time and really is careful with it. What he came up with for the Cubs really interested me because, yes, they're hitting poorly with runners in scoring position, right? But what they're also doing is not getting a lot of opportunities with runners in scoring position. The last 4 years, this is where they finished in all of baseball, were in plate appearances with runners in scoring position. Okay, makes sense, right?
Yeah, sure.
Opportunities. Last 4 years, fourth, second, third, fourth. This year, 17th in plate appearances with runners in scoring position. They don't have nearly as many opportunities with guys in scoring position. So what the hell is that about? Not enough doubles, not enough triples, they don't steal bases, that's for sure.
Not enough on-base percentage to start with.
The OBP is actually fairly comparable to some of those years. Oddly enough, is the slugging percentage is probably down because that means guys aren't getting to second or to third. Or if it's up, or if it's not down, it's because they're hitting home runs, but they're not hitting extra base hits like doubles and triples in quite the proliferation of years past. I think it's kind of a combination of factors. But bottom line, they're not really having the opportunities to drive guys in as much as they have the past 3-4 seasons.
Do you have more confidence in their offense to recover and be more representative of what you thought it would be during the second half than you do the starting rotation?
Oh, boy, that's
a good on which strength do you feel like you can really, really rely?
I still say starting rotation.
Still.
Yeah, because Hamels is going to be back sooner rather than later. Good reports. Tommy Hotovy on the station this morning said that Hamels has felt good. And I think he threw once over the break and felt pretty good. I think Hendricks will refine the form. I think of late Quintana has been throwing the changeup more and should be okay. And then there's Yu Darvish. Oh, boy, I don't know. It's just
give me 5 2/3, babe.
Where's the offense going to come from outside of the big four and Jason Hayward?
I know.
And occasionally some Schwarber. Other than that, it ain't Almora. Bodie is still getting shuttled in and out.
Yep.
And, you know, it sure as hell ain't Descalso. It sure as hell ain't Addison Russell. Zobrist is going to come back at some point.
Addison Russell, for me, positionally, is the biggest disappointment on the club.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. And the defense has been, you know, very good overall. Yeah,
when he's not throwing.
Yeah, a couple glaring mistakes that have made the overall defense probably look worse than it actually is.
That's true.
Offensively, that dude has not had a plan when he goes to the plate since 2016. And I don't. Maybe he didn't have a plan in 2016, just worked out well enough because he was new enough to the league and wasn't scouted. But now pitchers know how to get him out, and they just do. And he was in chaos at the plate in 17 and 18, and now that he's come back, he's in chaos at the plate at 19.
We'll keep going on this and welcome your interaction as well. If you want to text us, 670-11. If you want to call the show, do so. 312-644-6767 is our telephone number. McNeil with Matt Spiegel sitting in for Danny Parkins on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.